This is a True Foundations podcast. Real time, real life, real answers.
Today we're going to finish our mini-series on Zacchaeus. Let's read the story again. It's Luke chapter 19. He entered Jericho and was passing through. There was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but he was not able because of the crowd, since he was a short man. So running ahead, he climbed up a sycamore tree to see Jesus, since he was about to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, because today I must stay at your house." So he quickly came down and welcomed him joyfully. All who saw it began to complain, "He's gone to lodge with a sinful man." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, I'll give half of my possessions to the poor, Lord, and if I have extorted anything from anyone, I'll pay back four times as much." "Today salvation has come to this house," Jesus told him, "because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost." We are going to look at some responses to this story that took place in that great city of Jericho. The first response is the bystanders, and these are religionists, legalists, self-righteous kind of people. And there they are making judgment. A judgment, really, that they are disqualified from making. They make judgment on Zacchaeus because he's a sinner, but they make judgment on Jesus. What a strange thing, if you think about that. Jesus has come to bring life, salvation, to set people free. All he ever did was good stuff. But they look upon him and look down and make judgment. I don't really want to say anything else about them. They are not the heroes of this story. And they must not take up too much of our time and space. Their actions speak for themselves. But they are, of course, attention seekers. They resent what is taking place. But let's put them to one side, because something much greater is going on in terms of response. We need to think about this man Zacchaeus and how he responded to the call that Jesus made upon him. We know it was a matter of now, an urgency. Jesus commanded him. He spoke to him by name. He called him out. He called him down. And we have seen Zacchaeus's humble, immediate response. But we see more than that, and this is at the very heart of the response to the gospel. It is not enough to affirm the truth of the gospel and say, "Yes, I'm all for that. I'll take its benefits. I'll have my sins forgiven." In other words, I don't want to be accountable anymore for the things that I have done wrong. I'll take what the gospel gives. I'll have my salvation. And in the end, I'll go to heaven. But really, it's a man like Zacchaeus, who was labelled a sinner, who was rejected by society at large, and especially the religious people. It is a man like this that sets the example for the correct response. He sees that he himself is responsible for his actions. He has responded to the call of Jesus, but he knows that he must make a further response before there is a full reconciliation, before the past is put away, before the past cannot put any claim upon him anymore. And this is what he does. He says, "Look, Lord, this is what I'm going to do." It seems as if he's not gone away for a protracted kind of consideration of the outworking of his newfound situation. He gets it straight away, And he responds straight away, "Lord, I'm willing to give away half of my goods." You see, he had got these goods mostly through his corrupt dealings. And so he says, "I don't want them anymore. It is not appropriate for me to benefit from that. So I will give away. In fact, I'll give to the poor." What a wonderful, wonderful response this man makes. "If I've cheated anybody, this is what I'll do. I'll give back four times the amount." So there's restitution, but there's compensation. And compensation is a good Christian principle. It accepts responsibility, and then it goes beyond that and says, "I'll do whatever I can to put things right. I do not want anyone to lose out because of the things that I did." Now, of course, there are some lifestyles and sins that have been committed that cannot be resolved in this particular way. But nevertheless, the principle remains that when we come face to face with our old nature, Christ calls us and we respond, and we do not just glibly say, "Well, that's all done with now. I'll carry on with my life. I've got a fresh, a clean slate." No, we take the weight of it and we say, "I am willing to put things right, make restitution if necessary. In fact, go beyond what the law would require." That's the attitude. That is the true Christian attitude. It is not proper to continue in the lifestyle that Zacchaeus had before. Now, I understand that there are complexities to all of this in the way we work our lives out. But some connections, some sources of income, are just not proper for Christian people. And we need to face that head on. We need to do everything that we can to find a new and better way. I knew a guy in England who he was in the show business world. And one of the things that he had was one of these nightclubs. It was not a good place. And one thing he realized is that when he met with Christ, he needed to put away that old lifestyle. So he got rid of the club. And it was a good source of income. But he did it anyway. There are some things that we just must face up to. It is not those things that gain us salvation. We know that. Our sins are not forgiven on the basis of the good things that we then do, but rather, having met with Jesus, they prove that the salvation is actually real. That was his response. He was a new man. He saw the world with different eyes, and his life had radically changed, and it changed immediately. Now, of course, he had to work the details out. I don't know how long that took. But I am sure that he carried through what he had said he would do. And then, of course, there is the response of Jesus. It is very interesting that we see Jesus' response coming after the confession and the commitment to put things right came from Zacchaeus. It's very interesting to see that, because there is a proper order here. There is that sense of the salvation needs to be affirmed and tested. It doesn't mean that now from the rest of our lives we have to watch over the past and look as to the way that we have behaved in the past and all the time trying to make restitution. It should be just done and dealt with and we move on. But until if we have done that, it is very difficult to move on, because the past would still have hold over us. It is at that moment that Jesus says, "Today salvation has come to this house." The change was real, and Jesus affirmed the change. And more than that, Jesus stated what the new relationship was all about. What is it that Jesus did? He did more than just wipe the slate clean. He says, because he is now a son of Abraham. Now that was very significant for all of the people to hear, especially the religious people. It was significant for Zacchaeus to hear, because now this is an issue of acceptance and identity. Many, many Christian people, and I don't doubt that they are Christian people, have never really grasped the issue of acceptance and new identity. It is absolutely central to the gospel that when we come in true repentance and faith, and we respond in the right way, we take responsibility, we are determined to live in an entirely different way, then acceptance should be our new reality. For many years, Zacchaeus was not accepted. How that affected him, I'm not really sure. But in some way or other, it must have weighed upon him. And many people go through life not feeling accepted. The gospel brings a change. It says you are accepted. You are accepted in Christ. Your repentance, your faith, and the desire to live in a new and living way actually makes you not only accepted, but gives you a new and different identity. To be a Jew, the understanding, the connection of being a son of Abraham was absolutely crucial. And here was Jesus. He reinstates him into the family of God. Now that is very significant for us to understand, because true salvation means that now our identity has changed. It means that we are actually reinstated. Remember that at the fall, we lost something. It was our true identity as being made in the image of God. It was lost. And God knows who his people are. There is no doubt about that. Down through all of the ages, God looks and he knows exactly those who belong to him, those who will come and respond to the call of salvation. But it's his call and it's his salvation. And so for Zacchaeus, this was an absolutely momentous change. A weight must have fallen off his shoulders. He now knew that as far as God was concerned, he was accepted. He was a new man. He belonged to the household of God. And this sense of belonging and identity, again, is at the very heart of the Christian gospel. If we do not have a grasp of that new identity, then I am afraid there will be a weight, a burden, that will dog our lives for the rest of our time here. God's purpose is to redefine us. God's purpose is to take us from that fallenness and come into a place of reconciliation, a new creation, a connection with God, our Heavenly Father, that is of eternal nature. That is what our salvation is about. And then Jesus makes a final statement. It is a wonderful, powerful statement. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save the lost. The Son of Man, that is a way of describing the Word, the living Word. God in the flesh. He's come. It's his initiative. There is nothing that we can do of ourselves. We don't always realize that we are lost, even when we recognize that we ought to be better than what we are. But it is God's salvation mission on this earth is to seek out and save his people, those who belong to him. They cannot find him by themselves. They get caught up in all kinds of wrong thinking and religions and denial of his reality. But God in Christ is the one who comes and he sees. And he calls us out of that hiding place into a place of humility so that we might hear the voice of Jesus the Saviour. He has come in a wonderful, loving way to seek and to rescue, to bring salvation, to change us, to give us acceptance and a place in his eternal family. And that is the story of Zacchaeus. I think it does as well, from time to time, to go back and read that, meditate upon it, and be joyful like Zacchaeus was joyful, that Jesus, the Son of God, the Son of Man, had found him where he was. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. True Foundations is headed by David J. Jones, a preacher and teacher of the Word of God. His passion is to help individual Christians discover their true identity in Christ and to learn how grace operates in their lives. Currently residing in Canada, he is taught in both North America and the UK and has listeners all over the world. If you have questions about anything you've heard today, please email us at info@truefoundations.ca. Or for more information on True Foundations resources, please visit our website at truefoundations.ca.